Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street at WNYC.
When you're sorry, oh so sorry.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. 2 years ago, we met singer-songwriter Ali Spaltrow, who records under the name Lady Lamb. We were all quite taken with her debut album, Ripley Pine, a bit of which you're hearing in the background. So when we heard there was a new Lady Lamb record in the works, we knew we had to have her back. Ali and her band are going to give us a look ahead at a couple of unusually catchy songs from the forthcoming album called After. But before that, they're going to do a song from that first record. It's called You Are the Apple. Here is Lady Lamb live on Soundcheck.
You love me best in an airplane. I slept the length of the Atlantic. When I awoke, we had landed for days on end. I thought about it. salvation, but I still need your love. I still need your love. Oh, I need your love. I need your love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I still need your teeth around my organs. I still need your teeth around my organs. Still need your teeth around my organs. Still need your teeth around my organs.
That is live music from Lady Lamb here in the Soundcheck studio. The song is called You Are the Apple. Lady Lamb is singer, songwriter, and guitarist Ali Spaltrow. Ali, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me back.
With TJ Metcalf on bass and keyboards and Derek Gearhan behind our drum kit, You Are the Apple is like a stomping little epic off of the first record, right? Off of Ripley Pine.
Right. Thank you.
So, it sounded great, by the way.
Thank you.
So this is something you've been this is a song you've been living with for a few years now.
Yes.
We're going to be listening mostly, though, to songs from the forthcoming record, which is called After. After what?
After whatever you want.
It seems like, you know, it would be tempting to say, well, it's after the first record. It's,
sure.
You know, except that when you were here 2 years ago, you did the song Milk Duds for us.
That's
which
true.
Is on this forthcoming record. So were you already, like, is all of this coming from the same place, the same songwriting experience?
A little bit of it is. And on tour, I spent a lot of time, I did a couple tours completely on my own, just driving in a car out to the Midwest. And on those trips, I would take old melodies and sing a cappella in the car with new lyrics. So this new record is a lot of new material, but it's drawing a little bit from the past. And like you mentioned, a song like Milk Duds is now rearranged for band in its defined form.
Okay. Yeah, when you did it for us, it was just you and the electric guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So the record will have the full-on version. After is the name of it, and it's due on March 3rd. The first album, Ripley Pine, people will go online and find it credited to Lady Lamb the Beekeeper, a very memorable name, but also kind of a mouthful. So you're kind of paring down. And
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been about 7 years, and the name's a little clunky, and I, you know, Lady Lamb's punchier.
Yeah. Plus, did you ever keep bees?
I never did.
Yeah, so.
No, see, I'm...
Truth in advertising, you know?
Exactly.
All right. So what we did learn from you last time you were here was that for you, the writing process began working after hours in a video store up in Maine. So you're surrounded by DVDs, I don't know, maybe they were even VHS tapes, I don't know, but things that tell stories. So for you, has this songwriting process always been a narrative one?
It has, and actually it's been, in my mind, a little bit of a cinematic one as well. Because I literally would write these songs with, you know, thousands of DVD covers all around me, and I'm a huge movie fan, so I write music that I find very visual.
Mm. And so a song like Billions of Eyes, an almost improbably catchy tune from the new record, there's a recurring line about just catching a train, which, you know, will remind people of a couple of different movies, actually.
Yeah.
Did you have that in mind? Was that an allusion you were trying to make?
I didn't consciously think of that, but it was just the song, and to me, is a bit about like a day in the life. You know, it was inspired by traveling around Europe and running around all alone with all my gear, trying to get to the next place, coupled with just the duality of missing home and, you know, when you're away and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I, now in my mind, I can picture the whole event and I can see it kind of in slow motion like a movie.
Well, it's a great tune from the forthcoming album called After. You want to play it for us?
I'd love to.
All right. It's called Billions of Eyes. Here is Lady Lamb once again live on Soundcheck.
And for a millisecond, we share a look like a family does. Like we have inside jokes, like we could call each other by little nicknames. And I could tell the story of half my great-grandmother's sister was deemed a saint. How they exhumed a body after years of being buried, and they found she hadn't even begun to sully, so they moved her again straight into the Vatican.
Song is called Billions of Eyes. It's new from Lady Lamb. It'll be on the band's new record called After, which is coming out on March 3rd. That's Ali Spaltro, singer, songwriter, and electric guitar. TJ Metcalf on bass, keyboards, bit of backing vocals. Derek Gearhan on drums. So, first time you've played that song in public, right?
Oh, we played it really secretly at a Portland, Maine show over Christmas break. But yeah, this is our real first time.
Yeah, so how's it feel?
Feels really, really good and really fun.
Yeah. Now, you are originally from Portland, right?
I'm from Brunswick, but also Portland. It's 20 minutes away.
Right. But you've been here in New York, living in Brooklyn for a number of years now. And so when this album comes out on the 3rd, you start your tour all around the country, and you'll start here at Rough Trade in Brooklyn. It will take you pretty quickly to Portland. When you go back now, is it like completely changed from when you were there?
The rent is definitely higher. It's a really popular city right now. There's a lot going on there, a lot of restaurants, a really tight music and art scene. It's really good to go back. And both these guys, TJ and Derek, live there now.
Mm-hmm. And is the video store still there?
It sure is.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. So that at least hasn't changed. Now, so is Lady Lamb now you, or is it the band, or is it a name that can apply to both?
The Lady Lamb is still me. The record, I wrote and arranged the most of it, with the exception of, I arranged all of it except Violet Clementine and Penny Licks from the album. TJ and I wrote those songs together maybe 6 years ago.
Wow.
And then I elaborated on the arrangements in the studio. But Lady Lamb is a solo project, and I'm lucky enough to have my dear friends touring with me to make the arrangements come to life.
Okay, so you'll be touring like up and down Canada, U.S., all across the country.
Yeah, we're doing a big U.S. Canada tour.
So starting March 3rd, running all the way through May, I did notice that there was like a blank spot in the middle of March. Are you guys planning to go to South by Southwest?
We're not.
Good for you.
Thank you so much. That's how I feel too. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Have you done that?
I did in 2011.
And?
And I prefer not to do it again.
Once in a lifetime experience, and I intend to keep it that way.
I'm glad I experienced it. The whole time I was thinking, oh, I can't wait to see Austin without all the people.
Yeah.
You know, without all the crowds.
Have you ever had a chance to do that, to actually see Austin when it's not?
Oh, yeah. Oh, without, when it's just a normal day, it's an amazing city to be in.
So anyway, so some of these songs go back 6 years. What did you have in mind when you guys were writing back then?
Well, Lady Lamb started in 2007 as a solo project. I met TJ. I'd started making my own recordings, and then I met TJ actually through, well, the story's really interesting, but I won't tell it now. It's too long. but we met kind of in this fateful way and became best friends, and he sort of hopped into the band for about a year, and in that time we wrote 5 or 6 songs. They all kind of went to bed for a while, I guess, and but these two in particular feel so relevant to me, and I felt like there's no way they could just be put away forever, and they feel like songs that belong on this record, and that here they are. They're
well, it's kind of unusual because especially at the beginning of a career, you know, 6 years is a long time, and many songwriters would look back at something they'd done 6 years earlier and think, wow, what person wrote that? I don't even remember, you know, how I wrote that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of all a blur how he and I came up with those two pieces, but they're some of my favorite songs. I just, they're so fun to play, and I'm really excited for everyone to hear them.
So that's the album After, coming out on March 3rd. It also includes this final song we're going to hear called Spat Out Spit, which this, along with Billions of Eyes, are online. There are like lyric videos that people can check out, and they are definitely worth checking out. This is a real interesting tune, too. This is one of your own, right?
Yes.
And newer than the rest?
This is very new. I wrote this like very recently.
Okay. Well, let's hear it. Allie, before you and the guys play this final song, it's been a couple of years, new record out. It sounds terrific, and great to have you guys back with us on
Soundcheck.
Thanks
so much. It's been a real pleasure to be here again.
All right, let's wrap up with this song called Spat Out Spit. Once again, it's Lady Lamb live on Soundcheck.
Sitting on the train and I'm peeling an orange. I look over nonchalantly at a woman. She's yawning, and though this sight is common, I am abruptly mesmerized. And it strikes me in this moment, for the first time in my life, how strange we all are. Animal hearts pumping that. Animal blood. Was I cracked open like a cartoon watermelon, and you see the solar system suspended in me. It's the same one in you that pulses and spins. We're just made of flecks of the heavens, spat out spit. We are filled with the gore from long before, and I'm through starting wars to make you see me a warrior. Oh. Was I born wild? Have I been asleep this whole damn time? Dreaming of the light.
architects who left their work. I left my body in the bed, but my head floated through the ceiling.
Band is Lady Lamb. The album is called After. It comes out on March 3rd. That's a live performance of the song Spat Out Spit from Ali Spaltrow and the Boys live here in the Soundcheck studio. You can catch them live. Their American tour starts on March 3rd as well at Rough Trade in Brooklyn. This is Soundcheck. Get instant updates from Soundcheck anytime by following us on Facebook and Twitter. We'll tell you when you can listen to live performances happening in our studio, when we've got new interviews up for you to hear, and when we post new videos online. We're on Twitter at Soundcheck and on Facebook at facebook.com/WNYC Soundcheck.
And know the sour fear of defeat, like wounded soldiers, all still and slight, lining like silk, all the rust.